Chapter 6, There is No Such Thing as Failure. Why do so many people avoid big decisions? It is not because they do not know what they want. Deep down, I believe most of us have a sense of the direction we would like to go. The real reason is fear. Fear of making the wrong choice, fear of looking foolish, fear of being judged, fear of trying and failing. Too many people are afraid to make important decisions. They are afraid of making the wrong choice and the consequences of that decision. Unfortunately, lots of people are afraid of what others might think of them. But here is my take. There is no such thing as failure. I want to suggest instead that all decisions you make bring about only one thing. Results! Every decision simply produces a result. Some results meet expectations. Some do not. Sometimes the result is what you wanted. Sometimes it is not. But either way, you walk away with something valuable. Experience, clarity, or a lesson you did not have before. All of our decisions make us smarter than we were before making them. I would argue that it is only through repeated decision-making, where some results meet expectations and others do not, that we eventually succeed in whatever we seek from life. Constant decision-making also seems to be an important ingredient in happy people. Failure is not final, it is feedback. The fear that freezes us. Think about how much of life is wasted avoiding choices because of the possibility of failure. We stall, procrastinate, and hesitate, convincing ourselves that waiting will magically deliver the perfect option. They worry about what if their decision turns out to be wrong, turns out to be less than what was expected, or even worse, perceived as failure, not only to themselves, but to others around them. Failure is a powerful reason to stay put and live the same day year after year. I am not recommending this strategy for you. Waiting does not protect us. It only guarantees stagnation, and stagnation rarely feels like happiness. It feels like being stuck in mud. You are technically not falling backward, but you are not going anywhere either. When we avoid making decisions, it almost always leads to unhappiness. This is because we cannot be happy as people without feeling good about our decisions and the results. Making decisions is the fuel that moves us forward. It is how we take our next steps. Decisions are how we get there from here. I have been there, paralyzed by what ifs. What if I choose wrong? What if it all blows up? What if people laugh at me? But here is what I learned. The pain of staying stuck is almost always worse than the pain of trying and coming up short. The illusion of other people's opinions. Now let us talk about the second fear, what will people think? This one holds more people back than almost anything else. We imagine a peanut gallery watching our every move, waiting to criticize if we slip. They become this vague crowd of other people whose opinions we treat as if they are life and death. Okay, so back to being afraid of what other people might think, say, or do if you make a decision that does not quite work out the way you planned. Who are all of these other people? What do they really mean to you? Like, really mean to you? If you suddenly passed away, would they attend your funeral? Probably not. Are all of those other people perfect people or demigods? Do they score 10 out of 10 with every decision they make? Probably not. Here is the truth. Most people are not thinking about you nearly as much as you think they are. And the ones who are, you need to ask yourself, do they love me? Do they support me? Do they genuinely care about my well-being? If the answer is no, why give their opinion any power? If you think about it for a few moments, I believe you will realize that the people who do love you, do care about you, and do wish you well in all your endeavors will support you no matter what positive decisions you make. All the other people outside your exclusive group of family and real friends are not important. What they think does not matter. It was once said, what people think of me is none of my business. Let me put it another way. Why would you be concerned about what others think, say, or do as it relates to you and your decisions when the truth is they probably do not care about you, your family, or your well-being? The people who truly matter will stand by you even if things do not go according to plan. Everyone else, they do not count. So please, be bold, be decisive, be happy. Do not let others keep you away from living your life the way you want to live it. My own failures. Looking back, I can point to dozens of things that did not go the way I hoped. Business ideas that fizzled, investments that tanked, decisions that cost me time, money, or pride. At the time, each one stung, some even kept me awake at night. But now, I would not erase them even if I could. Why? Because each so-called failure shaped me, each one taught me something I needed to know, each one toughened me up for the next challenge. If I had avoided those risks to protect myself from failing, I would have protected myself right out of growth. Flip the script. So instead of asking, what if I fail? Start asking, what will I learn? Instead of fearing what people will think, ask, who actually matters to me. Instead of avoiding decisions, ask, what is the cost of staying stuck? When you flip the script, failure stops being an end and starts being a stepping stone. Failure does not exist, there are only results and the lessons they leave behind. Reflection exercise. Redefine failure. Take a few minutes to reflect on these questions. Write down your answers. Do not just think about them. What is one failure from my past that, in hindsight, actually taught me something valuable? What is one decision I am currently avoiding because I am afraid of failing? If I knew failure did not exist, only results, what choice would I make right now? Remember, stagnation is the real failure. Action, even imperfect action, is progress.